In this session, we are going to look at the rules for calculating corporation tax where the chargeable accounting period is less than 12 months long. The corporation tax limits, as given in your tax tables, apply to 12-month periods. Therefore, when the chargeable accounting period is less than 12 months long, the corporation tax limits must be time apportioned accordingly. For instance, if a company makes up its accounts for the 9 months from the 1st of April to the 31st of December, the limits for determining the rate of corporation tax payable become £1.5 million multiplied by 9/12, giving an upper limit of £1.125 million, and £300,000 multiplied by 9/12, giving a lower limit of £225,000. By way of illustration, let us consider Duncan Limited. Duncan Limited changed its year end from the 31st of March to the 31st of December and makes up its accounts for the 9 months to the 31st of December 2010. Duncan Limited's TTP for this 9 month chargeable accounting period is £200,000, and its augmented profits are £250,000. To determine the rate of corporation tax payable by Duncan Limited, we first need to time apportion the corporation tax limits by 9/12. This gives us an upper limit of £1.125 million and a lower limit of £225,000. Duncan Limited is a marginal company, since its augmented profits of £250,000 are above the lower limit of £225,000 but are below the upper limit of £1.125 million. The whole 9 month chargeable accounting period falls into the financial year 2010. We therefore start by taxing the TTP at 28% to give £56,000. We then deduct marginal relief. The fraction is 7 over 400. The upper profit limit is £1.125 million. The time apportioned upper limit, from which we deduct augmented profits of £250,000. We then multiply by TTP over augmented profits, which here is £200,000 over £250,000, to give a deduction for marginal relief of £12,250, and hence a corporation tax liability of £43,750. Let us now consider an example. I'd like you to fill in the boxes on the screen to show what the appropriate corporation tax limits would be for an 8-month chargeable accounting period. Select continue when you are finished. The upper limit will be £1.5 million times 8/12, which is £1 million. The lower limit will be £300,000 times 8/12, which is £200,000. Taking the limits that we have just looked at, I would like you to compute the corporation tax liability for George Limited and Zippy Limited, given the information on the screen. Complete your answer by filling in the boxes and select continue when ready. Taking the two companies, they have taxable total profits of £1.3 million and £198,000 respectively. We then need to add in the franked investment income. For George Limited, this is £45,000 times 100 over 90, and for Zippy Limited, £7,200 times 100 over 90. Adding this to the taxable profit gives us augmented profits for determining the rate of tax of £1,350,000 for George Limited and £206,000 for Zippy Limited. Let us now take a look at the relevant limits. The upper limit is £1 million and the lower limit is £200,000. George Limited's profits are above these limits, so the tax liability is calculated at the main 28% rate, giving us £364,000. The appropriate limits are the same for Zippy Limited. And as we can see, Zippy Limited's profits are between these limits, and so therefore we initially charge the TTP at the main rate of 28%, giving us £55,440, and we deduct the marginal relief of £13,355, leaving us with a corporation tax liability of £42,085. Let us now consider short chargeable accounting periods and associated companies by way of an illustration. Assume Ashdown Limited has three subsidiaries and draws accounts for the 6 months from the 1st of April 2010 to the 30th of September 2010. TTP for the 6 month period is £160,000. Franked investment income is £30,000, giving augmented profits of £190,000. The limits must be divided by the total number of associated companies, which in this case is 4, being Ashdown Limited plus its 3 subsidiaries, and time apportioned by 6/12, since the chargeable accounting period is only 6 months long. The upper limit is therefore £187,500, and the lower limit is £37,500. Ashdown Limited's augmented profits of £190,000 are above the upper limit, and therefore Ashdown Limited is a large company and will therefore pay corporation tax at the main rate. As the whole chargeable accounting period falls into financial year 2010, the main rate of 28% is applied to the TTP of £160,000, giving a corporation tax liability of £44,800. Let us now put this into the context of a short accounting period involving associated companies that we dealt with in the previous session. Having a look at the facts on the screen, what is the corporation tax liability for Parasol Limited? A, B, C, or D? Make your selection and then select continue. The company's augmented profits are £34,000. Let us now take a look at the corporation tax limits. The upper limit is £1.5 million divided by 2. This is Parasol Limited plus its one subsidiary. And we then multiply this by 8/12, as it is only an 8 month chargeable accounting period. This gives us an upper limit of £500,000. We use the same formula on the lower limit to give us £100,000. Parasol Limited's augmented profits are below the lower limit of £100,000, and therefore the company is small. As the whole 8 month chargeable accounting period falls in financial year 2010, we tax the TTP at the small profits rate of 21%, giving a corporation tax liability of £4,620. Now let us look at an illustration involving a company which has a short chargeable accounting period straddling financial years, where the rates of corporation tax change between the two financial years. Assume Sky Limited draws up accounts for 9 months from the 1st of January 2011 to the 30th of September 2011. TTP for the period is £450,000 and FII is £30,000, giving augmented profits of £480,000. The upper limit is £1.5 million multiplied by 9/12, as it is only a 9 month chargeable accounting period. This gives us an upper limit of £1.125 million. We use the same formula on the lower limit to give us £225,000. Sky Limited is marginal because its augmented profits exceed £225,000 but are below £1.125 million. The chargeable accounting period straddles financial year 2010 and financial year 2011. 3 months of the CAP falls into financial year 2010, from the 1st of January 2011 to the 31st of March 2011. Therefore, 3/9 of the TTP will be taxed at the financial year 2010 rates, 6 months of the CAP falls into financial year 2011. From the 1st of April 2011 to the 30th of September 2011. Therefore, 6/9 of the TTP will be taxed at the financial year 2011 rates. First of all, we will tax 3 months using the financial year 2010 rates. 3/9 of the £450,000 TTP is taxed at the main rate of 28%, giving £42,000. We then use the same approach to tax the 6 months of the CAP that fall into financial year 2011 using 27% as the main rate of tax. 6/9 of the £450,000 TTP is taxed at 27%, giving £81,000. The total liability so far, before deducting marginal relief, is £123,000. We now deduct marginal relief. As the marginal relief fraction is 7 over 400 in both financial year 2010 and financial year 2011, we perform this calculation for the whole 9-month chargeable accounting period, which gives a deduction for marginal relief of £10,582. The corporation tax liability for the 9 months to the 30th of September 2011 is therefore £112,418. Let us complete this session by attempting a final example. Having a look at the facts on the screen, what is the corporation tax liability for Archer Limited? A, B, C or D? Make your selection and then select continue. The company's taxable profits are £56,000 and the FII is £4,444, grossing up the dividends received at 100 over 90. So the company's augmented profits are £60,444. Let's now take a look at the appropriate corporation tax limits. The upper limit is £1.5 million divided by 5. This is Archer plus its 4 associates, and we multiply this by 9/12, as it is only a 9-month chargeable accounting period. This gives us an upper limit of £225,000. The lower limit, taking the same formula, is £45,000. As we can see, Archer Limited's augmented profits are between these two limits, making it a marginal company. 3/9 of the chargeable accounting period falls into financial year 2009, and 6/9 falls into financial year 2010. However, the rate of corporation tax did not change between these two financial years. Therefore, we can tax the £56,000 at 28%, giving us £15,680, and then deduct marginal relief. Marginal relief is 7 over 400 of £225,000 less the augmented profits multiplied by TTP over augmented profits, giving £2,668, and hence a final tax liability for the period to the 30th of September 2010 of £13,012. This now concludes our session on short accounting periods.